Welcome to Osteopathy Unplugged. I'm Steve Paulus Dio.
And I'm Bonnie Gintis Dio. We're American osteopathic physicians, and we're a married couple devoted to the practice and the study of osteopathic medicine. We developed Osteopathy Unplugged out of our passion for osteopathy and the recognition that our profession needs a more intimate conversation about who we are and what we do.
Join us as we sit in conversation, talking about the inner and outer workings of osteopathy.
Welcome to episode 39 of Osteopathy Unplugged, Zen and the Art of Osteopathy. In the last episode, Osteopathic Pathophysiology, the Osteopathic Facilitated Segment Theory, we discussed the complex neurohormonal physiology of the fight or flight response and the foundational principle of the focal facilitated segment. In that episode, we presented our global sequences for defacilitation of the patient who is in a chronic, hyperadrenergic, and hyperfacilitated state. Now we're going to turn our attention to the osteopath. How does the osteopath self-defacilitate during an osteopathic treatment? We ask that you return to a few past episodes to review our previous insights into this important issue. We discussed the care of the osteopath, to a greater or lesser degree, in Episode 5, Ways of Being, Episode 31, Treating the Osteopath, and Episode 35, Having a Bad Day at the Office. Now Steve is going to explore this vital aspect of the totality of the dyadic aspects of an osteopathic treatment by reproducing a lecture he gave in Montreal at the International Osteopathic Symposium several years ago. But in this context, I might intermittently interrupt the lecture to make comments or ask him for clarification. Ah, the joys of a podcast as a vehicle for this kind of conversation. I love it. He'll start with a classic Zen Buddhist legend from medieval Japan to help elucidate the topic of paying attention. Then he'll look historically at several famous American DOs who've commented on the issue of attention, then offer real-world solutions to help every osteopath be present and stay present for their patients. Remember the words of wisdom from Roshi Suzuki from his book, Zen Mind, Beginner's Mind. And I quote, "The greatest gift we can give another human being is our presence," end quote. Listening takes an uncluttered mind. How do we, as DOs, unclutter? Okay, Steve, take it away.
Okay, thanks, Bon. I'd like to start by telling a story. This famous Japanese Zen Buddhist legend reveals the intricacies of paying attention in an interesting context. In medieval Japan, there was a famous archer. After having won every archery competition in all the kingdoms of Japan, he was declared the champion of champions. After every triumph, people would say, "You are the most skilled archer with the greatest technique, but you are not the greatest archer in all of Japan. The greatest archer is a Zen monk who lives in a distant mountain monastery." This champion of champions decided that he was going to embark upon a quest to challenge the eminent Zen archery master to a contest. He traveled a great distance to a secluded mountain monastery and found the Zen archery master. The champion of champions declared to the monk, "I am the greatest archer in all of Japan, and I have won every archery competition in all the kingdoms of Japan. I am here to challenge you to a contest to prove that my skills are greater than yours. I did not learn my skills from religion. I earned my fame on the battlefield of competition." The champion of champions decided that he would prove to the Zen archery master that he alone was the greatest and stated, "I am going to hit that single cherry hanging from the lowest branch of that tree from this great distance with one arrow." With great skill and expert technique, he found his stance, knocked the arrow, took aim. He released the bowstring, letting the arrow fly, and hit his target in the center of the cherry. Boldly addressing the Zen archery master, he asserted, "Now let's see if you can do better than that." Unfazed, the Zen master took his bow and a single arrow and walked to the edge of a deep canyon, at the bottom of which was a wild, roaring river. Spanning the abyss was a rope bridge swinging unrhythmically in the gusting wind. The rope bridge was old, rotting, and falling apart. The Zen master declared to the champion of champions, "I am going to walk to the middle of the rope bridge, shoot an arrow from the swaying bridge to the center of the lone pine tree on the opposite bank." With utmost calm, the Zen master carefully sauntered to the middle of the old rotting bridge while matching the sway of the bridge, calmly knocking the arrow, and expertly he shoots the arrow and hits his target perfectly. Upon returning, he says to the young man, "Now it's your turn." With great trepidation, the champion of champions staggered to the edge of the canyon, looked down the abyss, and felt overwhelming fear. He awkwardly staggered to the center of the rope bridge, and with incredible anxiety, he was barely able to knock an arrow in his bow with his trembling hands. Unstable and wobbling, he ultimately shoots and wildly missed his target. When the champion of champions returned to the solid ground, the Zen archery master exclaimed, "Now you understand. That is what one gets from devotion and calming the mind by the practice of meditation. One can have great technique as an archer, but it's all useless unless you can master the mind that applies the technique." William Sutherland Dio said, "We should use thinking, feeling, seeing, knowing fingers to practice the art and science of osteopathy."
The episode you've been listening to just faded out because you are not yet a subscriber to Osteopathy Unplugged. Please visit patreon.com/osteopathyunplugged and become a subscriber in order to have full access to the rest of this episode as well as the complete collection.
We have created a set of foundational episodes that will be available for free for everyone. These teachings provide an introduction to osteopathic clinical philosophy. However, the full versions of all episodes are only available through Patreon. Access Patreon through their app or through a browser page. Thank you for listening to Osteopathy Unplugged.
And thank you for your interest in the osteopathic experience.
Until next time, be well, listen deeply, and stay curious.